Hey everybody, this is JR Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about a crime that should have never happened, but it did. And you allow it to happen. But first, let's get into this. It's moto time. Hey, remember, rich people, poor people. Poor people like rich. Rich people like poor. Think about that when it comes to paying your bills. Don't rob Peter to pay Paul. Hey, and do what you got to do. And remember, like my daddy always says, never quit your day job while conquering the world. You can achieve all your dreams just by having something to fall back on. Because you got to pay your bills. You can't sit there and be struggling and be sitting there with no bills and you're sitting about one step from getting kicked out of your house or your home, whatever place you domicile you live in. You got to do that. Never quit your day job. Always have something to fall back on. Also remember, time is money. Money is time. Wasting time, you're just wasting money. Don't waste your money, which is your time. A lot of famous movie stars, actors, singers, songwriters, football players, everybody always know about time. Time is a thing. When they donate their time, they actually calculate that in the amount of money they could be making. Whether or not they could be making that money, they set a time, they set out like say 2 hours. They donate 2 hours of time to like different organizations, nonprofit organizations. They write that off on their taxes. Yes, think about that. All right. That's what I mean. When I say time is money, money is time. Wasting time, wasting money. Because you can't get back time. And that's the money you can't get back. So remember that. Also, remember this one thing. Whatever you do in life, do it to the 100% to your fullest. Hey, like in the movie Wall Street. Michael Douglas with Charlie Sheen, this is what he said. He walked into a boardroom of people and he said, ladies and gentlemen, with Telstar, he said, ladies and gentlemen, you don't need me, you want me. For lack of a better word, greed is good. And remember that, greed is good. Yes, that's what he's saying, greed is good. All right, and remember one other thing. Like in the movie Friday, with Ice Cube, Faison Love, and Chris Tucker. He also said this, hey, playing with my money is like playing with my emotions. We don't do that. So don't. All right? And that's what he says. He said that to Smokey. The big worm said that to Smokey. Hey, Smokey, playing with my money is like playing with my emotions. We don't do that. So don't play with like that. Don't do that. Think about that when it comes to your money. Don't play with your money because your money is valuable and precious. Let's get into it. Listen, what I tell you right now, the opportunities for you to be successful is shortened by the amount of time. Because every day that you're not applying to your methods of being successful, that is your method. That is something that you can't get back. You got to realize one thing. You're living your life. Living that dream, manifest that dream, turn your dreams into reality. I'm telling you right now, you have the opportunity to be so successful. You have opportunities. You have to get out there and you have to get out there and you have to grind. I'm dead serious. You got to get out there and you got to grind. A lot of people expect, this is what they expect. This is a true story and a true statement. A lot of people think that they don't have to grind as hard to get the accolades and get the success. No, what you got to do is you got to get into that mindset, get into that beast mode, and you got to work twice as hard. My dad always said this, when it comes to a job, no matter what job you do, you got to be 3 times better than the next person. Like you go for an interview, a good example, you go for a job interview and there's like you, and let's say you go in a room, there's 10 people and they're interviewing for one job. Your object is to outdo everyone else because the employer will ask you, I got 9 other people. I got 10 people, including you, makes 10. So those 9 people out there, what makes you different from those 9 people? Why should I hire you instead of one of those people out of that nine? So you got to have that mindset. And that mindset is you got to have that mind of being the great, being the best. You got to be the greatest. You got to have that beast mindset. You got to get in that beast mode. I tell everyone, get into beast mode. Meaning that if you go over an interview and an employer says, tell me something about yourself. Well, you need to tell them. See, when I go for an interview, I go in for an interview and I'm being in this mindset and I'm in this mode and I'm being interviewed and the guy goes, tell me about yourself. I tell him, my name is J.R. Bell. I am a United States Marine. As a Marine, Marine Corps taught me one thing, esprit de corps. It's values that I take back. It's called values. I dig deep in myself and I look and I ask myself, what can I do to better the company. What can I give back? What I give back is my knowledge, my vast knowledge of what I've done in the Marine Corps. That's what I can give to this company. I can make this company better by giving my knowledge and skills that the Marine Corps taught me. That's what I can give. See, and then the employer will be like, okay, such as, and I say, I will give my experience as a leadership. Because in the Marine Corps, I was an E4. E4 means I was a supervisor. I was also a supervisor/manager. I did both. I can oversee a lot of things. I oversee multi-billion dollar equipment. Yes, I made sure everything was done on time. Time management, that's one thing that I love doing. I believe in time management. That's my mindset. It's because when I come to work, not to ride the clock. So that's a good example. Let's say I got 20 minutes left before my shift's over with. Guess what? That 20 minutes, I'm thinking about what I can do tomorrow. What I can do to better myself for tomorrow. Every day I'm thinking like that. That's my mindset. Employer's like, oh, great. Tell me something else. I also will say this, and I stress this highly. I said my skills that in the Marine Corps, it's not about weapons, not about me being able to kill people or none of that stuff. We're not talking about that. We're talking about my skills as a leader. So I'm a leader among men and women. They taught me to be a leader among men and women. I go in, I am a leader. I start doing what I do. First thing I do is I come into work. I make sure I know my job. I know the job description that you give me. You teach me. You tell me my job description. Teach me how to do it. I do it. I do it. I do it, and I try to do it better. Then, when the new person comes in, they will say, there's JR. JR can do that job without instructions. That's the type of person I am. Give me the instructions. Teach me so that I can get to the point to where when you come in, you don't have to sit there and have someone to micromanage me, to stand behind me, to overlook me. You already taught me enough to where I can do the job without having anyone else to oversee what I do. When I'm done, I just go, hey, boss, how's this? Boom, works good. Thanks. Great. Boom, keep it moving. That's my mode. Or vice versa. Hey, JR, I need you to do this. Yes, boss. It's not about why are you always putting work on me. Why are you always doing this? Why are you always doing that? No, my job is I am there to work. See, I get paid to work. I'm not getting paid to lay around, to stand around, to sit at the scuttlebutt, at the water cooler, the scuttle bucket, having a cup of coffee or a cup of water, sitting there talking just to ride the clock. Oh man, I got about 30 minutes. Let me go sit in the bathroom. I don't do that. I'm there to work. I work as hard as I can. Because reason why? Because I want to give 110%. Not 100%, 110%. I want to give that extra 10% because I want to make sure that the next day I come into work, work is good. I don't leave my job until I know everything is complete. Or I have to leave because, you know, I'm not sitting here trying to ride the clock or get too much overtime. Because some companies, they're like, oh, you know, we have this comp, you know, not too much overtime. Well, I try to do everything I can while I'm working. And I do it as best as I can. Take my lunch, I take my 30 minutes. I don't take 45 minutes. I take a 30-minute lunch. I take my 15. That's what I do. That's what you call good. And then I tell that employer one other thing. When you hire me, you're hiring the best. That's what I tell them. You're hiring the best. See, when I tell you these things like that about the mindset you have to get into a beast mode, because you got to do what you got to do to get out there and work hard in this society. Because everyone out there wants to take you down. Let me give you an example and let me tell you what I mean. I'm telling you right now, you're trying to get successful. You're trying to build your brand. You're trying to get up there and be this person that's so great. Being the person that's great, a good rapper. Let's say you're a good singer. A good rapper, a good actor. You know there's other people out there that want to take what you got? Let's say a good example. Your plate is getting full. Now you're going to have so many people out there that want to try to take that plate from you and take what's on your plate. Mindset is you have to know when to know when. What I mean is you got to know when to be able to put that mindset to the point to where you can test people and you can know that I'm here to do my job. I'm here to get into this mindset. Like, here's a good thing. Do you know that Eminem, when he goes to the recording studio, he treats that like a job. Seriously, he treats that like a job. The reason why he does that, because he doesn't want to get complacent. See, he doesn't want to be a settler. Eminem says that really clearly. He doesn't want to be a settler. He says, I go to the studio, I don't want to waste time. So if I book the studio for 8 hours, I'm going to do my 8 hours. That's 8 hours. 8 hours is a normal job. Normal 8 hours is a normal work schedule for people. Some people do overtime. They'll stay over and stuff, but not often. Most of the time, it's 8 hours and you go home. I do my job. I come in, I get in my recording studio, I record, I do my do what I gotta do. I get into my mindset, get into beast mode, I lay down my tracks. Then I go home. My 8 hours is up, I go home. I don't sit there. I take my lunch. I take a 30-minute lunch. I'm good. 30 minutes. I go to my lunch. I come back. I'm ready to rock and roll. Let's finish. Boom. I take a 15. I don't sit there and, oh, let me take a 2 hours. No. I'm sorry. I take a 15. See, that's the mindset you got to get. You have to treat everything that you're doing like a job. Whatever you're trying to do to be successful, treat it like a job. Because right now, you have to have that mindset. Because if not, it's just going to be, you're just going to be sitting there trying to be successful. Business people treat everything like a business. I knew a story of a guy who sat there literally. He treated all his things that he did like a business. His kids did chores. You know what he did? He put a schedule. He bought an old time clock, an old paper, an old time machine, time thing where you can stamp and it stamps the time thing with the little chads and stuff, hanging chads and stuff like that. Old time clock that you punch in and punch out. He bought one of those. He found one online on eBay for cheap and he bought it and he put it in his house. It was in his kitchen. All his kids, when they come in to do chores, he sat there and he said, boom, go do your chores. Boom. They come in, they grab the thing, it has their name on it, they time it. And he tells them, it takes approximately, this is how long it takes. It takes approximately, say you're gonna take out the trash. It takes exactly 5 minutes to take out the trash. You should have that trash taken out, all the trash in the house taken out in 5 minutes. It shouldn't take you no more than 5 minutes. If it takes you longer than 5 minutes, that means you're slacking. So his kids go in there, they take the time clock, boom, they go do their chores. They time in, they time out. Guess what? When it comes every 2 weeks, he hands them their payday. He gives them a check. He makes sure he treats it like a business. He gives them a check. Tells them everything that's taken out and all that stuff so they know how to look at it like a business. And the kids now, they're grown. His kids are grown. He talked about it. He said, my kids are grown. All of them are successful business owners. They know the mindset of what it is to be a business, to run a business. That's what you got to do. You got to have that mindset. You got to know what you're doing to run a business, to be successful. Because let me tell you something. When you run a business, you're not spending 8 hours running a business. 99% of the people who are successful who run a business, they're running a business 7 days a week. There's one guy who's so successful. Here's what he said. He said, I ran my business. I did my business and I spent 7 days a week running my business. Remember, the guy was like, everybody's like, what? Yeah, I worked 7 days a week from sun up to sundown every day. I get up at 0:30 and I go to bed at 0:30 running my business. On top of running my business, I had a full-time job while I was doing my business to get my success going. Now I'm successful. I quit my job. Now I just run my business and I still work from sunup to sundown. He said, the reason why I do that is because that's the means of being successful. You gotta give all. Because a lot of people will sit there and say, well, how many hours you put in your business? Well, I give this many billable hours. You know, lawyers always say, to sit and talk to me, I need a minimum of 4 hours billable. Just to sit down and have a conversation. You may only take 30 minutes, but minimum is 4 hours billable. The reason why, because their time is valuable and their time is money. Time is money. Money is time. Wasting time, like I said, you're wasting money. That's how they do it. Lawyers do that. They bill their hours in increments of 4 hours in increments. No matter how long it takes or how short it takes, it may take only 5 minutes. But they still get billed for 4 hours. But I only spent 5 minutes. Billed only 4 hours. Because I tell you, that's how good I am. See, you're a rapper. You're a singer. You're an actor. Harness your skills. You got to make sure you know what you're doing. Let me tell you something about something I noticed. What I know. Denzel Washington, great actor. And his wife, Dr. Pauletta Washington. She said something about her husband. She said her husband treats every acting job like a 9-to-5 job. Like an 8-hour job. And what he does, he treats it like that. What he does is he comes to work, he comes there, he goes to his trailer, he sits down, he reads the script, he gets the script, he does the script reading, he memorizes what he has to do, he looks at it and he goes out there, he looks at the director, he goes to the director, he says, now what do you want me to do? The director tells him, I need you to do this, this, and this to make this scene better. He goes, boom, he gets out there, he does the scene. exactly what the director asked him to do. He does exactly what the director wants. Now, if the director says, excuse me, Denzel, can you do this way? Yes, director. He stops. He does it the way the director wants it. Then he does. Boom, he gets off. He don't stick around. He don't sit there and lollygag and have fun and laugh and make mistakes and forget his lines. No, because he said his lines and what he do, that's a job. And that's how he looks at it. So he looks like that. And that's how he puts his mindset. He treats it like a job, like a 9-to-5 job. Because like people who work at McDonald's, Burger King, people who work at Starbucks, people who work at the Dutch Brothers, people work at these coffee shops and barista places, it's a 9-to-5 job. People work at Panera Bread, Jimmy John's, you know, any fast food place or any place like that, that's a job like that. Whether you work at a coffee place or anything, you're in the service industry, whether you're working in a restaurant or anything like that. Listen, this is what happens. They treat it like, he said, I treat it like if I was working at one of those places. Because I'm putting my mindset to where I know that I'm working hard. I'm doing my job. I'm doing my business. I'm getting into my mindset. I'm grinding. So that's what he does. And he does not. And he says it. And I do not waste a lot of time. I do my scenes. I get off. Boom, done. I go, is that the way you want it? He says, yes. Boom, I go. I go to my trailer. Next person comes in, do their scenes. Now, if I have to stay there, I stay there and I do my other scenes. Boom, boom, boom. And when I'm not doing scenes, I'm not there standing around. I'm off, sitting, waiting for my next scene. I treat it like a job. That's how I do it, because I get a check based on what I do, my performance. I get an Oscar based on my performance. That's how I do it. People look at me, that's how I get my performances, based on what I do. I do my job. Good thing. Let me tell you something. I was watching a video. It was The Breakfast Club, and it talked about Kid Capri. Kid Capri says when he goes to work, when he goes and DJ, he DJs for the fans. He gives 100%, 110% of all of what he do. He said, I don't come there just to have fun. I'm not some DJ that sits there and just spins some music, put some music in a track and MP3s and MP4s or whatever on a CD, on a CD track machine or something like a digital machine. He says, no, I come in there, I spin my music. I know the technology, but I'm there to work. I come there and I work. I get paid to work. So when I go there, I give them my all. So everyone will have the experience of hanging out with DJ Kid Capri. That's what he said. He says, I work. And that's my job, is being a DJ. I'm not some over the night, one day I decided to wake up, oh, I'm gonna be a DJ. Let me buy my equipment and start DJing. He said, no, I earned it. I got out there and I grind. I grind so I can get that respect. And with that respect comes with the amount of money that they pay me, because you have to pay me based on my experience. See, here's the thing. No matter what you do to build your brand, to build your business, experience is the granddaddy of all. Or grandmother or grandfather of all, it's the granddaddy of all. Your experience is a lot. Because you have experience, you get out there and you show these people what you can do. That's what you gotta do. If you are an Uber or a Lyft driver, you don't sit there and just be like, oh, I'm gonna do a couple hours and go home. No, if you was out there and you only did 2 hours, that's it, 2 hours. You're Lyft, you did 2 hours and nobody called. Do you go home? Like, oh, I'm going home, I ain't got no money. No, you stay out there until you equal the amount of money that you need to make. You stay there long enough to make enough money to pay your gas, make enough money to pay the gas. That's all most Uber Lyft drivers do. Sometimes they'll sit there and they'll stay all night because they know when the hour they need to know to make people need Uber and Lyft. So they get out there and they work hard. So you got to get out there and you got to put that mindset, and you got to get out there and you got to be in that beast mode, and you got to get out there and you got to grind. So you got to grind hard at what you do. You got to be able to do what you're supposed to do. Do your job. Do it well. Okay, you're trying to achieve your dream. Achieve that dream. Success is measured by how hard you dream. You want to build your brand. You got to get out there and build your brand. Do you know that building your brand doesn't happen overnight? Let me tell you a good example. Here's a good example, and this is a true statement. Kim Kardashian and the whole Kardashian-Jenner family. Let me tell you what they did. This is how she became successful at what she did. She is called the queen of branding. There's a guy called Donnie Deutsch. He's called the king of branding. And here's what he said you got to do. You got to be able to constantly put your content out there. Got to be able to out there to be able to let people know where they can find your music. Like if you're singing, where they can find your lyrics if you're a rapper, where they can find your equipment if you own a business. If you have an e-commerce store, you got to be able to tell people, hey, this is my e-commerce store. Go check it out. Like I say, my podcast is sponsored by BlackBlueElectronica.com. For all your electronic needs, go to BlackBlueElectronica.com. Check it out. See what I'm talking about? I just plugged that in there. I didn't mean to, but, you know, I just used an example. But that is my e-commerce store. But like I said, you got to be able to go out there and you got to push your products. You got to get out there and let people know you got stuff. You got to get out there and you got to work hard. You got to be able to be this mindset that today is your day. Because listen, let me tell you something. Today is your day to change the life that you're living. Today is your day to become success. Success is your day. Today is your day, not tomorrow, not the next day, but today. Today is your day. You need to get out there and you need to work hard. You got to get out there and you got to work hard. Like Kick and Free said it. You got to work hard and you got to have that where when people see your product or see you, your name, be like J.R. Bell. Oh, I know him. He's that podcast guy. Boom, death. They know me for that podcast. Oh, he has that store. Yes, you're out there. You're letting people know you. People get to know you. Yes, you're going to start seeing things. Rome wasn't built in a day, but it was actually built. You have to have that mindset. It was not built, but it was built. You got to be able to understand that you got to do that. You got to build that stuff. Because if you're trying to be a singer or a songwriter or a rapper or whatever, and you got to get your music out there on social media, you got to get it out there. Sometimes, I'm going to tell you like this. I had this case where I saw someone who said they're going to be a great rapper. They wanted to do the easy route by going on like those shows, like The Voice, or going on American Idol or America's Got Talent and stuff, and figured they can find the shortcut. Let me tell you something. To have that shortcut, yes, that's good. But here's the question. If you have your social media following where you're building your digital real estate and you got enough people that are listening to you, that are sponsoring, that like you, that like your content, and you're being a good content creator, you will build your brand and your brand will get up there. You'll go from being like 10 to 20 listeners to 100 listeners to 1,000 listeners to 10,000 to 1,000,000 listeners. You can build it. You just got to keep consistent. The thing is, you got to be able to do it on a daily consistent battle. You got to keep doing it. Even though you don't want to do it, you just got to do it. Sometimes you may not want it. I'm going to tell you like this. There's days you may not want to put content out. Those are days you got to put content out. Let me tell you something. I do that a lot. There's some days I don't put content out because I'm doing something else. See, on top of me doing my podcast, I have a full-time job. Yes, I have a full-time job. And then on that, I also cook. So on top of me doing that, I cook. And then I also have another, I also do another thing where I have a special, I do my e-commerce store. I'm always on there trying to check that out, seeing if anybody looked at it. You know, and people always say, well, you can make this amount of money if you just, and see who has the gold rules the world. And he who has the most money will make money. Because you gotta have money to make money. See, that's the catch. But for me, I don't have the kind of money to put like ads and stuff like that to get people to buy my stuff. So what I do is I just have to do it slowly but surely. I'm grinding. I'm out there grinding. I'm out there getting into that beast mode. I'm grinding hard to do what I want. I want to give y'all the content you want. Some days I'll put out three contents. Some days I'll put out two contents. Some days I'll put out one. Some days you may not get any. But I am consistently putting out content at least 3 times a week. Sometimes 4. Sometimes I may put out 5 in 1 week. But that's just how I put my content out. And some days I may just put out 4 contents in 1 day. And some days I may put out 3 contents in 1 day. Some days I may put out 2. And that same day I may just put out only 1 content. But I'm still giving you content. Because why? Because I'm giving my listeners what they want. And you as a listener, I'm giving you what you want. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm telling you right now, today is the time. Today is the day that you need to wake up and smell the coffee. You got to get up there and smell that coffee. You got to get up there and be in that mindset. Because I'm telling you right now, he who conceives it, he who believes it, conceives it. That's what I meant to say. Because he who believes it can conceive it. Because you got to turn your dreams into reality. That's what you have to do. Turn your dream and manifest it into reality. That's what you have to do. That's the mindset you have to do. I'm not BSing you. I'm just telling you reality. Because if you want to be successful, no matter what you do, no matter whatever you do, you got to have that undeniable mindset. I'm going to tell you right now, you got to have that mindset. And that mindset is that you got to have your dreams into reality. Turn it into reality. Wake up one day. No. today is the day. You don't say, oh, I'm gonna start my YouTube channel in 2 weeks. Or I'm gonna do it, I don't know what kind of content I'm gonna start. Start. Don't talk about it. Don't be about it. Just do it. Don't sit there and say, I'm gonna be about it. Don't sit there and be the shoulda, coulda, woulda. You need to sit there and start. Start right then and there. Today is that day you need to start. Start doing it. Because when you start doing it, you start putting it out there. Put it out there the first day. Don't stop. Put it out there and don't stop. Keep going. If you're trying to sing, keep singing. Let me tell you something. There's this one rapper. One big famous rapper slash songwriter. Singer, songwriter, rapper. He raps sometimes and he sings. Here's what he said he did. He said to better himself every day, he wrote. He started writing. He just wrote what he saw. He looked around and he wrote what he saw. He looked at life. He said, I had a full-time job and I just wrote about things at my job. I wrote that down. I started writing that. Another one sat there and said, I did something that no one else ever would do. I kept pushing myself. I pushed myself to the limits to what I can do. My capabilities. I pushed myself. I worked hard. I got out there and I grind. Some days I hated to get up. I hated to wake up, to go to work. You know what? Let me tell you something. There are people today. Let me tell you this right here. This is a true story. A true statement, a true story. Hi. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about something. There's a true story. There was this couple. They're married. They got 4 kids. Guess what they did? Both of them work out in the fields, and they're migrant workers. They're not like illegal or anything like that. They're just regular migrant workers. Do you know that they get up every day and they go to work? Even though he was tired, dog tired, body aching, but he still got up and went out and went to work just so that he can provide for his family. He got to the point to where he started making money. He made enough money that he saved his money. Him and his wife put together, saved their money. The kids went to school. He put all his kids in college off of the money that he made as a migrant worker. People were baffled, how the hell he do that? He just learned a good valuable lesson. He started saving. He started cutting corners. Started buying things in bulk. Eating things that normally you would like, oh, I want a burger. We'll make burgers at home. Boom, boom. I want McDonald's. We'll have McDonald's. We'll have Shea McDonald's at home. Boom, boom. Started doing things like that. Started putting the efforts. He started grinding. He started doing what you should be doing right now. He got into that mindset and he worked hard. And guess what? It paid off. Guess what he did? The owner of the company was looking for a partner, was looking to sell some of his company because he was like, I'm getting old. I need to sell some of my company. He asked him, hey, I'm about to sell my company. I want to know, would you like to buy it? He says, how much? Owner says, well, I will sell it to you for this much. Guess what he did? He went and got it. He went to the bank. Boom, boom. Saw what he had in his account. He says, done. Told what his wife had. Boom. They went and bought the company. Now they're the owners of the business. And now they're out there still doing what they're doing. Still picking. But guess what? They're owners. They're owners now. They own the business and still work out in the fields. Reason why? Because they said, never quit my day job while conquering the world. They became successful and they still was out there working the fields, even though they didn't have to because now they're owners. They can hire other people. They still had that mentality that I gotta work because I gotta feed my family. Yes, they didn't have to work, but they did. See what I'm saying? That's what you gotta think. You gotta have that mindset. You gotta have that mindset, all right? Hey, everybody, listen up. This is J.R. Bell with I Got Your 6 podcast, and today is a secret. Let me tell you, today is the day that you need to get out there and get into that mindset. You got to start doing something that you never thought about doing. It's getting into that mindset. Start working. Start achieving your dream. Put your dreams into reality. Work hard. Work hard. Work hard. That's all I'm going to tell you. Get out there. Grind. Grind like you never grind. But when you grind, you're going to have so many haters out there throwing haterade at you because they don't see it. You don't have time for me. You're always busy working. But then when you start getting that money and you start building your business and your business takes off, now they want to ride your coattails. Oh, now you're famous. They want, can you show me how to be famous? Oh, how do you get those? How you get over 10,000 listeners? How you get 10,000 followers? How you get 20,000 followers? How you get 1 million followers? Can you show me how to do that? But when you was down there with 1 or 2 listeners and 2 followers, you trying to tell them, come on, let's both go get this bag. They didn't want to do the work. They want to wait till you get, oh, I'll wait till you get successful and then I'll do it. No, let's do it together. See, they don't want to do that. So when they don't want to do that, that means you got to do it alone and you do it by yourself. All right. Hey, this is Jared Bell with I Got Your Six Podcast, and I tell each and every one of you, I love you, I appreciate you, and I'm going to rock with you, you rock with me. Let me tell you something right now, y'all keep going, keep pushing, keep doing what you do, get out there in that grind, get into beast mode, get into the set, start doing what you got to do, get into that hustle, because I'm going to tell you right now, to be successful, you got to grind. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to happen today, it's not going to happen tomorrow, or the next day, or the next week, or the week after, or the month, or the year, it's going to take time. But when it does happen, you're going to be the most successful person you are, because I see it. I see you being successful, so I'm going to put you out there. I see it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to speak it right now. I see each and one of y'all out there being successful. Each one of y'all out there are going to make a lot of money. You're going to be business savvy. You're going to be famous. Whatever you're trying to achieve, you're going to achieve it. I see it. I'm going to speak it to existence, all right? Because the creator of the universe has an ATM machine with the pin code. All you got to do is get that pin code. So get out there and grind and go get that pin code. All right. Hey, I'll see you in the next podcast. All right. Bravo 6 going dark.